This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the story of a young New Hampshire war widow.
First this, Mexico is electing its president this Sunday. That race has gotten a lot of attention, and it's a nail-biter. Opinion polls show the leading candidates neck and neck. They are conservative Felipe Calderon and liberal Andrés Manuel López Obrador. A record 40 million people are expected to turn out to vote.
As important for Mexico's political future is the Mexican congressional election. This weekend, voters are going to elect all the members of both houses of Congress. Michael O'Boyle reports from Mexico City.
It's the last meeting of Congress before elections this Sunday. Lawmakers are debating which party is more guilty of manipulating welfare programs to buy votes. Sterile debates like this one help explain why Mexico's Congress has been considered so inefficient. Vicente Fox's election in 2000 ended 70 years of one-party rule by the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI. But while he won the presidency, the PRI has held on to more than a third of congressional seats. The leftist PRD has nearly a quarter. Fox's National Action Party, or PAN, holds slightly less than a third. During the last 6 years, the divided Congress has been unwilling to approve any of Fox's major economic reforms. Lower House lawmaker Tomas Treba from Fox's PAN says the congressional paralysis seen on economic issues is holding Mexico back.
These congressional elections are even more important than the presidential race, because we have seen that it is in the Congress where you have to reach the consensus needed to make this country governable.
According to the polls, the new Congress to be elected this Sunday is likely to end up just as divided as the current one. So, whoever wins the presidency probably won't have a legislative majority and will be forced to continue bargaining with the other parties in Congress. The deadlock that dominated Fox's term has left many Mexicans frustrated with their lawmakers. 24-year-old Jose Garay sells clothes from his stand outside a subway stop.
I would like to see the parties work together in coalitions instead of fighting. We Mexicans have been waiting a long time for results, and the parties need to work together for the good of the nation instead of just looking after their own interests.
The goal of cooperation between the parties may be a long time coming. Roughly a third of Mexico's lawmakers are not directly elected, but appointed by party leaders. That stacks much of the Congress with party apparatchiks. Furthermore, there is no re-election for any post in Mexico. That means lawmakers aren't very concerned with pleasing their constituents in order to win re-election. Rather, lawmakers want to satisfy their party leaders, who determine their next political appointment. Benito Nassif, an academic who studies Congress at Mexico City's CIDE University, says about 60% of Mexican lawmakers have never held an elected office in the past.
The degree of professionalization within the Chamber of Deputies and the Senate is very limited.
Nassif thinks Mexico must allow for the re-election of its lawmakers, as well as enacting other reforms to create a more professional and responsive legislature. In the meantime, the chances are slim that the next Congress will be able to move forward on the major economic reforms that Mexico needs. Leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador is leading polls to win the presidency this Sunday, but just barely. When he was mayor of Mexico City, his relationship with the opposition in the city assembly was conflicted. Some consider him stubborn and unwilling to negotiate. If that holds true and he becomes president, Mexico could be headed for 6 more years of deadlock. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
NPR News has more on the top presidential candidates in this election, plus an analysis of the biggest issues that a new Mexican Congress will have to face after the election. You can find all that at npr.org.